Good morning. Today we continue in the season of Christmas in our celebration of the birth of Christ in the incarnation of the Word made flesh. And this is the gospel message for us today from John, that God has come to us, the Word of God has come and become flesh and has come to live among us. And this is the Christmas story that we celebrate today, remembering God's presence among us as we go forward in his love. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have shed upon us the new light of your incarnate word, giving us gladness in our sorrow, your presence in our isolation. Fill our lives with your light until they overflow with gladness and praise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So as you can tell, I'm recovering from a cold, so we'll see if I make it through this with a voice, but bear with me, and if I have to pause now and again to take a drink of water, you know why. Lately, an adorable photo has been spreading like wildfire on Facebook. And it is a dog lying on the deck of a house with one of those cones around its neck that is designed to keep the dog from biting or scratching something on its body that it shouldn't mess with. In our house, we call it the cone of shame. Now, inside the cone in this picture, next to the dog's head, is a cat lying with its head against the dog's ear and its feet up by the dog's snout. There's a caption with a photo that says, "When someone is going through a rough time, just sit with them. No preaching, no advice. Just be there." I think that the reason this photo is so popular is that it clearly illustrates what in the pastoral field we call the ministry of presence. What's most important to people in difficult times is that someone cares enough to be there. It's not about fixing. It's not even about saying anything. It's about just being there. And providing a ministry of presence can be tougher than it seems, especially for those of us who are fixers. Some of you probably know what I'm talking about, right? You fixers out there, you know who you are. We fixers try to find some way to turn a bad or unpleasant situation into something good or happy. We're always trying to engineer a happy outcome. But that's not what's really needed in most situations. What we as humans tend to need most in hard times is someone to be there with us, to know that we're not alone, to feel the presence of another and feel the support of their presence. When I did my clinical pastoral education before going to seminary, a chaplaincy internship in a hospital where I learned the basics of pastoral care, I had to learn very quickly about the ministry of presence. On my very first day, as I was shadowing one of the chaplain residents, we were called to a room where a patient had gone into cardiac arrest and a team of doctors had tried to rush in to save him, to revive him. My job immediately became to sit in the hallway with his wife, who was blind. She couldn't see what was happening, but she knew that it was serious. The doctors revived her husband, but before they could get him stabilized enough to let his wife into the room, he went into arrest again. This time, they couldn't revive him. I spent over an hour with this woman as she wondered whether her husband would live or die, and as she ultimately got the news from the doctors that they'd been unable to start his heart again a second time. Most of that time, I merely sat next to her and held her hand. There was nothing I could say or do that would give this situation a happy ending. But I could sit at her side and let her know that she was not going through this alone. Presence is an incredibly valuable gift. In the 6.5 years since I sat with that blind woman while her husband died of a heart attack, I've offered my presence to many people in a multitude of different situations. And I've learned to bring only myself to those situations. No preaching, no advice. I bring my ears to hear, my heart to love, and all the time in the world to be present for what they need. I'm just there. And that tends to be enough. I'm with them. And this is the gift, the amazing gift that God gave to the world in the incarnation of his Son, the Logos, the Word, Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and lived among us, John tells us in the prologue to his gospel, which we heard a few minutes ago. The Logos, which is the Greek word for what we hear translated into English as word, existed in the beginning of all creation with God and was God. Now, Logos can be also translated as speech or expression. So when John tells us that the Word became flesh, we start to understand what this enfleshment means. The expression of God took on human form and lived among us. God chose to make himself known to us and to be present with us. And the kind of presence that God chose was more than just superficial. It was extremely personal. As the Message Bible says it, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. The Greek word translated as lived among us in the version of John's gospel we heard this morning is skenao, which literally means to tent or encamp or to tabernacle. This alludes to the Old Testament presence of God among the people of Israel. The covenantal relationship that he had with them, residing in the Ark of the Covenant and later in the temple. I will dwell among the Israelites, God says to Moses in Exodus 29, verses 45 and 46, and I will be their God, And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. And in Leviticus 26, verses 11 and 12, God says to Moses, I will place my dwelling in your midst, and I shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. God dwelled in the midst of his children of Israel and went where they went. But when the word, God's expression, became flesh, God's promise to be present with God's people took on a different representation. It became relational instead of locational. Presence became God with us as one of us, not just alongside us. God not only went where his people went, but was who they were. We could see ourselves in his expression in the flesh and know that we were not alone. No one has ever seen God, John says. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Through Jesus, the expression of God, God's only Son, born as one of us, God is drawn out, unfolded, revealed to us. This is why God gave us the gift of his Son in the flesh, so that an experience of God is possible. So that we might not just understand his presence or feel his presence, but experience his presence. God is intimately involved in our material existence through his Son. He's no longer at arm's length from us, but is as close as our next breath. He wants to feel what we feel, experience what we experience, so that we in turn can fully experience his love. God chose to make himself known to us in flesh and blood, so that those of us who are also flesh and blood could recognize ourselves as children of God. As Barbara Brown Taylor put it, Jesus is not alone in this word made flesh business. He has brothers and sisters able to do the works that he does and more. The coming of the word made flesh has enabled those who follow him to embody God's word as well. This is a central part of John's message of the incarnation. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, he says. We continue the presence of God in the world as followers of Christ. We've been given the power through our actions to make known the light that came into the world, to embody the enduring love that was given to us in the Word made flesh, to be that love, and make it present for all whom we encounter in the world. For just as Jesus made God present for us and allowed us to experience him, we as believers have been given the power to make God's presence known to others so that they might experience his boundless love in their lives. This then is the promise of Christmas, that the gift of God's relational presence has come into the world, and the world will never be the same. God's glory, full of grace and truth, is present in this new creation, born again and again in all who believe in his name and who embody the love that God gave life and flesh in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. We are not alone. God is with us. God is present with us. We are known to him, and he is known to us through the one who is close to his heart. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.